Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Bob Johansen, a distinguished fellow at the Institute for the Future, or IFTF, the world's leading futures organization, where he served as president from 1996 to 2004. He has written 10 previous books on leadership and change management, including the best-selling Leaders Make the Future and The Reciprocity Advantage. His latest book is Full Spectrum Thinking, How to Escape Boxes in a Post-Categorical World. And Mr. Johansen, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Glad to be here, Eric, and happy to talk about Full Spectrum Thinking.
And of course, we're happy that you'll cover this topic and looking forward to hearing from you in all regards. So tell us, for starters, what will be different about leadership in a post-COVID-19 pandemic world?
Yeah, so the complication of today is just all around us. The present is so noisy, you know, so frighteningly noisy, and things are happening so fast and compounding so fast. So, you know, just in the last few months, we've had the novel coronavirus and then the social justice crisis. There's just crises all around. So what we're seeing as futurists is that if you look long and then work back, so in other words, think future back instead of present forward, it just gives you a fresh sense of where things are going and a sense of what's going on in the present. But you can't just focus on the present. It's just too noisy. But if you look future back, it gives you a big advantage because it's actually easier to look 10 years ahead in this kind of climate than it is just one or two.
Definitely appreciate your input and thought on that, and a good place to start. Now, what is full spectrum leadership and why is this important?
Yeah, so the way our brains work typically, the new book's based largely on neuroscience principles. And the way our brains work is when we see new things, new experiences, we tend, our brains want to put them in old boxes. But that gets us in a lot of trouble in this kind of world with all these crises going on at once. But if you think in a full spectrum way, what it means is to think about gradients of possibility. Try to seek clarity across gradients of possibility, but resist the temptation of certainty. So in this kind of world, you want to be very clear where you're going, but very flexible how you get there. And full spectrum thinking is avoiding this tendency to put new experiences in old boxes and instead think up across gradients of possibility. And the good news is over the next decade, the tools for full spectrum thinking are going to get dramatically better. And that's what the new book is all about, is what are these new tools and how can we develop this mindset to thrive in this crisis-laden world?
Also, Bob, if you would, what is the difference between clarity and certainty? Get into some of that. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Sure. So again, to link back to neuroscience, the neuroscientists refer to certainty as knowing we know something. So it's saying something is absolutely true. And in a crisis-laden world, that's very dangerous because there's very few things that are certain, but you can develop your own clarity. So clarity, this comes from my work with the Army War College. They describe this present world and the emerging future world as the VUCA world: volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous. And what they say is command and control just doesn't work in that kind of world because there's so little certainty. But what you want is what they call commander's intent or mission command, or the latest term is flexive command. You want to be very clear where you're going, but very flexible how you get there. That's clarity. So the future, and I can say this with great confidence, the future will reward clarity, but punish certainty. So certainty gets you by for the short run because people are so confused and they want certainty. But when you're in a crisis, listen for the voices of clarity and avoid the voices of certainty.
That's deep, and it also is rich. Really appreciate that. Today we're speaking with Mr. Bob Johansen. He has written 10 previous books on leadership and change management, including the best-selling Leaders Make the Future and The Reciprocity Advantage. His latest book is Full Spectrum Thinking, How to Escape Boxes in a Post-Categorical World, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Johansen, how do you see organizations evolving in the future?
So organizations are shifting from more command and control and more hierarchical to more what I call shape shifting. So hierarchy doesn't go away. It just becomes a lot more fluid. So there still are hierarchies, but they come and go depending on the situation. So just imagine the image of a fishnet lying on a dock, and you pick up one node on the net and a temporary hierarchy forms. And then you put it down in the dock and then you move over, pick up another node, another temporary hierarchy forms. I've got a whole chapter in the new book about these shape-shifting organizations. That's where we're moving. So we'll still have leadership, we'll still have boards, and we'll still have CEOs, but they're going to be leading from the foundation, not always from the top. And the hierarchies will come and go. And the good news about this is shape-shifting organizations are much more flexible. You can scale up, you can scale down, you can respond to crises much more quickly. The bad news is the criminals are better at this than we are. The criminals are better at it than we are. So we have to learn from the criminals how to do shape-shifting better and then figure out how to do shape-shifting in our world, in the world of laws, the world of human values. So it's a real challenge for leaders is how to be clear in these kind of environments, but not be certain, not be rigid, because you need the flexibility to respond in agile ways.
Now, shifting gears a little bit and looking at video gaming, love to get your thoughts on this as it is so popular, but what do you think about video gaming?
Sure. Well, I've been highly influenced here by kids, and also the new ability of gaming and interfaces of gaming to help us prepare for the VUCA world, prepare for the future. And again, my work with the military has helped a lot in this. The military, of course, calls this war gaming, and it's got a very long history. The way the Army works nowadays is they recruit young people who in many cases would not have strong enough education backgrounds to go to a great company. But the Army brings them in and they make them very high performing. And a dominant pedagogy way of teaching is through gaming, immersive learning. And the interfaces on today's video games, they're so much better than anything we have in offices, you know, maybe 10 times better. Even if we use the Mac or the Surface or the Chromebook. So the interfaces are just amazing. So 10 years from now, what we think of as video gaming, that's going to be the most powerful learning medium in history. And every great company is going to be using immersive learning and gaming as a way to learn. Now, big caveat, if you're a parent, as I am, you got to be cautious about this because a lot of today's video games are too sexual and too violent. So you need to help your kids make smart and moral choices. But don't give up on the medium because there's bad content. The medium is what I'm talking about as a learning medium. And the kids are growing up with that sense of gameful engagement that's going to help them thrive in the VUCA world in ways that are better than what adults work. So we need to learn those methods. And by gaming, the definition we use is emotionally laden attention with vivid, vivid interfaces.
And an excellent point of view, and I really do appreciate that as well. Now, how do you think about young people looking into the future?
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm really optimistic about kids if they have hope. But hope is the key variable. And you can think of hope as a kind of clarity. So if they have hope, they're empowered and they're going to change the world. There is an age threshold that I'm particularly interested in. 24 or less in 2020, that's what I call the true digital natives, because they started to become adults in the days of the early iPhone and the iPad and the kind of media ecologies of around 2010. 2020 is going to be another threshold year for digital interfaces and for digital experiences. So the kids who are 13 to 15 today, they're even more different. And we refer to them as the XR natives, the cross-reality natives, not just digital natives, it's the cross-reality natives. So they're the kids who are growing up now with the Oculus Quest or other kinds of virtual augmented or mixed reality experiences. And then, of course, now they are all learning from home, and they're facing the COVID crisis and now facing the social justice crisis. So these kids are just going to be different. And they're growing up very concerned and in some cases even angry at us adults, particularly around issues of climate disruption or maybe call it climate destabilization or climate recreation, whatever you want to call it. But there's something very big about climate issues that the scientists get and the kids get. Often the politicians don't get it, and the companies are getting it to a much greater extent. So the kids, again, I'm very optimistic about them if they have hope. If they don't have hope, then they can be depressed or even dangerous if they're not engaged. So it's a moment of reckoning over the next decade where the kids are saying, hey, we got to wake up to a lot of these big issues around climate and social justice and other kinds of big societal concerns that we adults haven't done very well with.
Well, I tell you what, Bob, it has been most insightful and informative. Can't thank you enough for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Where can listeners get more information about you and also your latest book, Full Spectrum Thinking?
Well, you can get it anywhere. It's called Full Spectrum Thinking. I recorded my own audiobook this time, so that was a fun experience in itself. And Institute for the Future has its own website as well, IFTF.org. We're an independent nonprofit think tank in Silicon Valley. So the book is called Full Spectrum Thinking. You can get it on Amazon or any online bookstore, and Audible or all the audiobook channels have it as well.
And that all sounds easy enough. Again, Mr. Johansson, all the best. And again, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
No, thanks for letting me in. This is a great time for entrepreneurs. You know, I've been doing 10-year forecasting a long time, and this is the most frightening 10-year forecast I've ever done, but it's also the most hopeful. And I think entrepreneurial models are set to thrive in this kind of world because entrepreneurial models are inherently shape-shifting. And, you know, you all understand that clarity is needed to innovate, and certainty is highly risky in these times.
And I'd say that's about as great of a place to conclude on any interview we've ever done. Mr. Johansson, really appreciate that. We've been speaking with, again, Mr. Bob Johansson, who has written 10 previous books on leadership and change management, including the best-selling Leaders Make the Future and the Reciprocity Advantage. His latest book is Full Spectrum Thinking, How to Escape Boxes in a Post-Categorical World. And for further information, visit IFTF.org. And of course, you can find his book, Full Spectrum Thinking, on Amazon.com and other selected online store platforms. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.